Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Saturday, April 2nd, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News read by Elizabeth Peck. It's day 38 of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. As of yesterday evening, the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine reports that 28 settlements have been liberated from Russian occupation, mostly in the regions around the capital city of Kyiv and the northern city of Chernihiv. The formerly occupied cities of Makariv and Irpin are now fully controlled by Ukrainian armed forces, who are engaged in cleanup operations in the area. Russian forces have reportedly shifted their focus to the east and south of Ukraine, with Russian invading forces continuing to shell settlements in the regions of Luhansk, Donetsk, Kharkiv, and Kherson. Russian troops are still trying to establish full control over the besieged city of Mariupol. According to Ukrainian officials, over 6,000 people, including 3,000 from Mariupol, were evacuated on Friday from the regions of Zaporizhia, Donetsk, and Luhansk. A convoy of private vehicles and some 50 Ukrainian buses from Mariupol were forced to turn back due to dangerous conditions, according to the International Committee of the Red Cross. The Red Cross has stated it will try again today to evacuate civilians from the besieged city. A protest and boycott are scheduled to begin today in front of the Leroy Merlin store in Gdańsk in response to the company's decision to keep operating in Russia. Polish residents organized the protest and the accompanying boycott to contribute to Ukraine's continuing struggle against Russian occupation. The protest is scheduled to begin at 11 a.m. in front of the Leroy Merlin store on Aleja Grunwaldzka and will include a silent protest with anti-war posters and condemnation of the company's continuing operations in Russia. According to a recent survey, some 75% of Poles intend to boycott companies that have not withdrawn from the Russian market. Companies like Leroy Merlin, Auchan, and Danone are currently listed as brands most likely to see boycotts in the future. Robert Lewandowski and Team Poland officially have their work cut out for them in the group stage of this year's Football World Cup in Qatar. Poland will face off against Mexico, Saudi Arabia, and Argentina in the group stage of the competition next autumn, according to the results of last night's draw in Doha. Polish football officials reportedly had mixed reactions to the draw, with Cezary Kulesza, head of the Polish Football Association, describing the matchup as very interesting, and manager Czesław Michniewicz praising the international mix of opponents. Poland's first match will be against Mexico on November 22nd, followed by Saudi Arabia on November 26th. The 2022 World Cup runs from November 21st to December 18th in Qatar. Two charity concerts supporting Ukrainian refugees are set to take place this evening in Trimiasto. The charity concert Na Pomoc Ukrainie, or To Help Ukraine, will be held tonight at the Port Authority in Gdynia starting at 4 p.m. The concert will feature performances by Paulina Kowalska, or Pepi, along with the bands Popielnica, Słowianska Dusza, Kiev Office, Inyei, and Taraka. The Taraka ensemble is particularly well known for its song Podaj Rękę Ukrainie, or Give a Hand to Ukraine, the unofficial anthem of the 2014 Euromaidan protests. The group's 28-year-old cellist, Dimitro, was killed during the war. Tickets for the concert are by donation, and auctions will take place during the event. Proceeds will go towards supporting Ukrainian refugees. Also tonight at 8 p.m. in Gdańsk, the Ukrainian folk ensemble Atmosfera will perform at Radio Gdańsk as part of the Muzyczny Wędrówek Łosia I Bashora series. The performance will also feature a collection for Ukrainians in need as part of the ongoing Pomoże, Biega I Pomaga campaign in Trójmiasto. Atmosfera's ethnic and folk-infused melodies will be broadcast live on air starting at 8 p.m. tonight, with a video transmission on the Radio Gdańsk Facebook page and YouTube channel, as well as the website at radiogdansk.pl.
The weather.
Today will be mostly sunny and cold, with very little chance of rain or snow and a strong breeze coming in from the north. Temperatures will be colder than yesterday, with a high around 4 degrees centigrade or 39 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a freezing overnight low of negative 2 degrees centigrade or 29 degrees Fahrenheit. Slightly warmer weather is expected tomorrow, along with a chance for some additional sunshine before clouds and rain return on Monday. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.